Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Japan continues to bear the brunt of public disapproval of their determined continuance of whale hunting inside and outside the conservation parameters and commercial ban established by international treaty and overseen by the International Whaling Commission, or IWC. The problem takes two forms, coastal and deep-sea whaling. The coastal whaling issue focuses on what Japan asserts is the hardship suffered by four whaling-based communities, the towns of Abashiri, Ayukawa, Wadora, and Taiji, where coastal whaling has been based for centuries and which thrives still on the annual summer harvest of small inshore species for economic return in the form of employment. In 2008, this fishery killed 66 Baird's beaked whales, as the species does not fall within the IWC ban. Consistently, Japan has referred to the socioeconomic impacts that the larger treaty restrictions have imposed on these towns. Ironically, local interests have justified their commitment to whale hunting not as economic development, but rather as, quote, cultural nationalism, as a manifestation of the preservation of natural resources and affirmation of historic social traditions, a position that could actually be legitimized in the context of Aboriginal subsistence whaling, an IWC category that does allow for limited harvest by native peoples in Russia, Norway, Denmark, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and the United States, apparently a position Japan does not think appropriate and which undermines its credibility of intent. The much more important issue is Japan's controversial harvest of larger species in the open ocean under the guise of scientific research. It is this effort that divides the IWC members and generates the impassioned opposition of environmental groups and others against the Japanese activity. Other IWC scientific research studies have centered on population estimates of various species, migration habits, the establishment of sanctuaries, and improvements to gear from other fisheries, gill nets, for example, that have caused a dramatic increase of whale mortality by entanglement, stranding, and drowning. None of these involve overt, lethal harvest. Some 60 years ago, when the IWC treaty was concluded, killing of whales for research was the only option. But science has advanced immeasurably, and the development and success of non-lethal techniques to gather the requisite information has diluted the justification for lethal methods to almost zero. Techniques such as acoustic surveys, satellite tracking, tissue biopsy, DNA sampling, and fecal analysis have rendered the killing of whales for knowledge useless, thereby leaving only the taking of meat and byproducts as a reason for the harvest to continue. No real justification remains. Ocean Alliance, for example, a whale research organization founded by Dr. Roger Payne, a MacArthur Fellow who, with Scott McVeigh, demonstrated that humpback whales sing songs and fin and blue whales communicate across oceans, has completed a multi-year around-the-world research voyage, taking 955 tissue samples and accumulating a unique database now under analysis at the Maine Center for Toxicology and Environmental Health at the University of Southern Maine, and intended to provide a baseline record of the presence of persistent organic pollutants in whales in the wild. Similar benign research methodologies can be used to monitor diving, feeding, and social behaviors, tracking migrations, counting populations, identifying disease, and investigating through DNA sampling any number of environmental health conditions of these endangered species. If there's no reason to kill whales except for their meat, the Japanese position is revealed as openly antagonistic to the goals of the convention. Further, the Japanese taste for whale meat is in serious decline. The next generation has little interest in it as a snack or a steak. And so one can only wonder how long even the economic returns can support the unsupportable. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.